Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Positive Radio with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Every Saturday at 2 p.m. PST, 3 p.m. MST, Charmaine will interview four PawsUp guests in the pet world. Positive Radio brings together pet experts, authors in the pet industry, pet businesses, pet and rescue organizations, and all of us pet lovers. Charmaine is a professional speaker and best-selling author of On Toby's Terms, soon to be a major motion picture, and Toby the Pet Therapy Dog children's series. You can find out more about Charmaine's books and to inquire about her speaking at one of your events at www.ontobysterms.com. Make sure to sign up for Charmaine's blog and newsletter at www.hammondgroup.biz. Grab a notepad, pen, and get ready to take in some of the most positive stories and tips you will ever hear with Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of Positive Radio. I'm Charmaine Hammond with Team Toby. If you've not followed us yet on Facebook, you can find us at The Original Team Toby. Same handle on Twitter. Actually, Twitter is Team Toby, the number 2. And, of course, our Facebook and website is The Original Team Toby. We have a really cool guest on the show today, and we're going to be talking about a topic we haven't talked about. And once again, I met my guest through the Internet. I'm starting to meet lots of my guests through the Internet. And I'm going to introduce our guest, Rita, and talk a little bit about dog treats. Healthy dog treats. And this is a going concern because I know pet owners, pet families all the time are looking for the right snacks, the right treats that their dog likes and that are healthy. So we're going to be talking about that. Now, Rita's dog, Sparky, was an amazing 17-year-old Cocker Spaniel that actually passed away after a very heroic battle with heart disease and cancer. And Sparky actually inspired his pet mom, Rita, to be stronger, to go further, and showed her that no hurdle is insurmountable. He was the bravest, strongest, and most cuddlesome pooch ever, and of course will be missed by many. Sparky was diagnosed with some serious illnesses that Rita's going to talk about. I can't even pronounce them, Rita, so I'm going to let you do that in a minute. But one of the challenges that happened is that he was struggling with his appetite due to some medical conditions. So Rita, being the creative, innovative person that she is, decided to bake some treats, cook foods that satisfied his nose and eased his tummy. Don't you just love that? And Sparky was very fussy, and it was an ongoing challenge to satisfy his palate and to be tender with his tummy. So you know if he liked it, it was fussy pooch approved. That's the beginning of the story about Sparky Snacks. Now, you can find out more about our guest, Rita, and Sparky Snacks at the website sparkysnacks.ca. Welcome to the show, Rita.
Hi, Charmaine. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's finally sunny again in Vancouver, so I can't complain.
Perfect. You know, one of the things I love about doing this show is that, first of all, animals connect people, and they really create stories. And your story, Rita, is quite beautiful, how Sparky inspired you not only to create these treats, but out of this has become a business for you. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you and share a little bit about Sparky with us.
Well, like you were saying, Sparky had some medical conditions. He lived to a ripe old age of 17, so I must have done something. He had cutaneous lymphoma, which is a cancer manifested as skin cancer, and he also had a dilated cardiomyopathy, which essentially is a flubby heart. So he often struggled with exercise because he really couldn't exercise because of his heart. And we actually did put him through a couple of rounds of chemo. I know some people might think that's a bit, oh my goodness, he's so old at 16 when he was originally diagnosed, to put him through chemo. But we had an amazing vet that really supported us, that knew when it was time to stop, when the chemo wasn't working. So because he went through chemo, he was really quite fussy. And the chemo, as it would affect any human, affected his appetite as well, probably made him a bit nauseous, and he really wasn't eating very much. And looking at the labels of dog food, there's a lot of stuff in there that we all now pay attention to that we don't want to feed our animals, like byproducts or anything that ends with meal. So my husband and I started to make his food. We would grind up some chicken breasts and some vegetables or some beef, anything to get him to actually eat so that he kept up his strength while going through these treatments. Uh-huh. But then I thought about it, and, well, dog food and dog treats, they all have things, ingredients in there that we don't want to feed them, our dogs. And I thought, well, Sparky deserves it. He's 16 years old, and you know what? He deserves treats as well. So then I was looking through internet websites and just looking up recipes, and I'm a human baker by hobby. So I would always bake for my Polish folk dance group that I participate in. Every birthday that came around, I always baked something different. And there is a retired baker in our dance group that really I was looking for his opinion. And I always just watched him going, is he going to like it? And so I figured, well, how difficult is it to change over to dog treats? I wouldn't want to feed my dog anything that, say, for example, I couldn't eat. And that's how Sparky Skat kind of got started.
Wow.
All of the ingredients that I use, you could eat. You wouldn't want to because they're a little bland because there's no sugar, no salt, no eggs, or no dairy. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you could eat them if you wanted to.
So they are healthy, healthy, healthy. First, let me say, wow, 17 years old, you definitely must have been doing something right for Sparky, and Sparky must have been one incredible dog.
He was a pretty incredible pooch. I miss him every day. Even though I adopted a new Cocker Spaniel, Max, from Angels Under Our Wing Spaniel Rescue, I still, there's a part of me that will always miss Sparky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're each, I've always found that each pet that comes into our life, into our family, certainly just has such beautiful qualities that are just to them. I know our first dog, Dukes, was a white shepherd. And, you know, he had his own personality and set of issues. And then Toby, you know, and now we have another new adopted Toby Jr., TJ, in our life. And, you know, even though he's the same breed as Toby, they are two entirely different dogs. So I totally understand what you're saying. And congratulations on bringing Max into your life and supporting rescues. I know that's something that's very important to you, Rita.
Definitely. We were talking when Sparky had passed away, we were looking at, you know, breeders, and my husband went, why would we want to go to a breeder? Let's go to a rescue. There are so many lives that can be saved through rescue. And we found Angels Under Our Wings Cocker Spaniel Rescue and have not looked back.
Aww.
They are amazing. Lisa is an amazing individual that opened up her entire home and life to rescuing these dogs. And I thank her every day for it, because if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have Max.
Well, I just love that she's done that. And you know, you went on this journey. Sparky was an inspiration for you. You create this line of treats that Sparky can eat. Humans could eat if they wanted to. What goes into What goes into making a healthy dog treat? One of the things I heard you say is they don't have sugar, they don't have salt. So right away that makes us think they are healthy without those two ingredients. What else did you have to consider in making these recipes?
I wanted to put in healthy ingredients that were natural, that wouldn't hurt their stomach, that wouldn't, if they had a condition, for example, one of my clients, their dog has a very, very upset GI, and the only treats that Raven can eat are my peanut butter Sparks, because those don't upset her stomach. There is nothing in the ingredients list that will inflame her already tender tummy, so that kind of makes me very happy when I hear things like that. In my ingredients, it's usually about a lime or a lime and a half, and the base of my dog treats is whole wheat flour, organic oats, honey, and water. And in my flavors, the flavors change. That's the only difference. There's either natural peanut butter in the peanut butter Sparks, there are sweet potatoes in the sweet potato crunchies, and in Max's Morsels, which I named after my little Max.
That's great.
It is. It was very sweet. I have to tell you the story of how we got Max's Morsels. So inside Max's Morsels is beef and unsweetened coconut. And my newest flavor that is after my in-laws' golden retriever, she's an 11-year-old, so she's another senior that I have a very strong fondness for, is Shelby's Turkey Delight, which is cured turkey morsels as well as natural pumpkin. So there's nothing in Sparky Snacks that you couldn't eat, like I said before, but yes, that could, that it, it's all natural. There's nothing in there, and that's what I look for, is human-grade ingredients. That's something that, on their own, we could eat if we wanted to, which you can make, you know, your baked goods out of any of the ingredients that I mentioned, the base ingredients, and then natural peanut butter, so it's only peanuts, crushed up with the layer of oil on top that you mix together, the natural pumpkin or the cured turkey, which we get from the Turkey House in White Rock, B.C., and the cured beef we get from the Italian, or excuse me, the Polish sausage factory is what I like to call it, in Burnaby. And unsweetened coconut, so there's no extra sugar. And the sweet potatoes, they just get baked in the oven and ready to go.
Well, I'm on your website looking at them right now. For all of you who are listening, we're talking to Rita with SparkySnacks.ca. And you can actually go on and see, I love this, she doesn't call them products. She calls them products. I just love that. And so you can actually see the, you can see the ingredients, folks, right online, whether you're looking at the sweet potato crunchies, Max's morsels, I love that, by the way, the Shelby's Turkey Delight, you can see the ingredients, a short description, of course, and the possum photograph of these. Now, Rita, one of the cool things I think you offer that's really important to mention is that we don't actually get have to get in our car and, well, we could come and buy them locally, but you have the ability to actually order these. People can order these online. Tell people about how they can order, even if they don't live where you live.
It is so simple. You go to our ordering page. My father-in-law is the webmaster of my site, and he is amazing because he likes to keep things simple. All you have to do is go to the ordering page, order whatever flavor, how many bags you would like. I will ship it to you via Canada Post, and it gets delivered straight to your door.
Wonderful. Wow, that's easy. Super easy.
It is. That's the way I like to keep things simple and easy.
The other thing I think is so cool is that you also have photos on your website, Rita, about the whole production process, right from the preparation to the baking, and then, of course, the taste testing. That is one happy dog that's taste testing those treats, by the way. And then, of course, everybody's happy at the end, surrounded by these bags of treats. So I think it's really interesting that you've been able to kind of provide us pictures of the whole process as well. I think that helps people understand the product, or the product, sorry.
The product, definitely. Everything's pretty much an open book. The only thing that's secret is how much of everything I put in to make my little product.
Yes.
So I like to keep it an open book. Exactly. I like to keep it open so everybody can see what it looks like from start to finish. And I love having my taste tester gallery because all these dogs that I've met, whether it's doing events outside or at craft fairs and meeting all these dogs that just on the whim have their noses come straight to my booth, and especially if it's an outdoor event, and I give them a treat and they sit there and crunch them up, and then they look at their mom or their dad and going, can we get more? And then they look at me, I have another sample. It's lovely. We were at, funny enough, we were at an event yesterday for the Cocker Spaniel Rescue, their annual fundraiser, and one of the adopted dogs, she was a black Cocker Spaniel. Her name is Emmy, and her brother is a black lab named Tucker. And I gave their mom and dad a sample of the peanut butter Sparks, and her mom gave a treat to Emmy. Dad gave a treat to Tucker, and Emmy sniffed it, took a bite out of it, and dropped it because she got distracted by all the other dogs. However, a dog came near her, and her mom has heard her growl to protect her treat, and she looked at me, and she goes, I'll be ordering some tomorrow. And I said, thank you.
That's great. You know, dogs can be great little salespeople. I know our Toby, when our first book came out, we on Toby's terms, we would take Toby with us to all the book signing events, and we actually taught him to potograph the book. So I would autograph, he would potograph. And we had one lady saying, she said, and Toby was a big 90-pound dog. She came over and she said, I'm not a dog person. I'm a cat person. I don't like big dogs. But he is so darn cute with his paw stamping that book that she says, I'll just take five or whatever it was. And I thought, well, it's amazing how, you know, animals bring this passion to the room, just like the story that you shared, this dog protecting the treat.
Well, animals are innocent and they function just by instinct, so they're always honest. And you know,
yes,
that if there's an animal out there that likes the treat or likes a person or is wary of a situation or an area, you know that they're telling the truth, because
yeah,
there's something in their instinct and in their hearts, I guess, that goes, no, no, don't go near there, or yes, yes, this person's good, or these treats are good, or whatever it is. So you automatically trust that animal.
Yeah.
That's my way of thinking. I remember when Sparky met my husband, well, then boyfriend, and I kind of went, well, you know, if you don't pass the Sparky test, sorry, you're out, because Sparky's a very good judge of character.
Well, you know, it's funny to be talking about, so here we are in August, and I'm going to bring up the holiday season. A lot of people think, well, actually, I was on Facebook yesterday, and a friend of mine went to Costco, and she said, can you believe it? We haven't even had Halloween and back to school, and Christmas is out. And then you know, you and I, apparently Christmas is around the corner. But the holiday seasons, I know a lot of times, I know most people who have animals in their family, they get often more spoiled than the humans do at holiday season. So I know that you've got a few events coming up where if people are around, they can actually come and see you and see the product for real. And you've also got some thoughts on being able to order for the holiday season. Do you want to share that with us?
Sure. I've got actually next weekend for the summer people, like, since it's still summer, even though it's Christmas just around the corner at Costco. I will be at Doggy Fun Days in New Westminster at Queen's Park, and that's also a fun event because it's off-leash, in the off-leash area, which is fun. But for Christmas, I will be at a few craft fairs. I will be at the Delbert Christmas Craft Fair in North Vancouver, November 16th, at the Dunbar Holiday Craft Fair, November 30th. The Gifts Galore Show, which I'm really super excited about, November 29th to December 1st. And Candytown in Yale Town on November 22nd and 23rd. You don't have to write all this down. It's all on my website, so I just put it quickly just to let everybody know that Christmas really is around the corner, because when you do your online shopping, you want to make sure it's about ahead of time, because the closer you get to Christmas, the likelihood that Santa might not be able to deliver on time, especially Santa's close and they get off the parcels.
That's so true, so true. Nothing worse than waiting for something to arrive in the mail and you're counting down the days. So I love that you've listed all these events on your website. Folks, we're talking to Rita, who is with Sparky Snacks. The website is sparkysnacks.ca. I'm going to do a blog about the show, too, so we'll have all of Rita's websites and all her social media handles in here. And their products are 100% Canadian, hand-baked with lots of love by the look of the pictures that I saw on the web. And they are Fussy Pooch approved. That is a mouthful. Fussy Pooch approved. And I was really impressed about the storage tip you had on the website, Rita, where these actually have a very long shelf life.
They do, because what I like to do is not to bake them on a high heat, but on a low heat for a very long time, so that the aroma and the flavor stays in, but the moisture leaves the product, so that when they are placed in their bags, they don't go bad. Whereas other treat companies will add preservatives and then flash bake them quickly so that they can get more product out. I tend to bake my stuff more close to order, so they have not been sitting on a shelf for months and months and months and months until somebody orders them. They're usually baked within a couple of weeks prior to sending them out. And if you like to keep them a little longer, I've had clients tell me that people put them in the freezer and just pull them out for an extra crunchy treat, even though they're really, really crunchy already. Or you keep them in the fridge.
Wonderful.
Whichever is easiest for you.
perfect. I was just looking at your website, all the taste testers. Oh, if you want to see, if you need a smile in the middle of your day, folks, go on sparkysnacks.ca and click the link on the right-hand side for taste testers. They're the most adorable dogs. These are all dogs that are big fans of your products, I take it.
They are, and it comes from the extra small little Yorkie that's on there named Gentry all the way to Shelby. Any type, any size dog, any size mouse will work for Sparky Snacks. Or will work with Sparky.
Perfect. Well, you know, I just love the fact, Rita, that you took a real challenging time in your life when you were dealing with Sparky and the illnesses that Sparky was challenged with, and you turned this into an opportunity where you could help Sparky, really help improve health, and now you're taking that out to the masses, to the world, to be able to share Sparky's gift with everyone. I love that you're doing that, and of course now you've got Max, who has a product named after him as well.
Definitely, Max. We had to include Max because he now is our present dog, and he is a completely different personality than Sparky. Even though they're both black, you could see the difference, like you were saying with Toby and TJ, that you just look at them and you're like, they're the same breed, but they have completely different personalities. They were both jokers, and Max is quite the little jokester. He's such a funny little pooch and does the funniest little things that you can be in the most grumpy mood, and he just comes running up to you, and he does this thing called crawly puppy, where he literally will be sprawled out on the floor and crawls all the way to you, and he'll crawl all the way across the room as he's wiggling his tail, and he's looking up at you, and you can't help but laugh because he's such a little jokester.
They are incredible family members. So, Rita, I just want to give out the website one more time so that people know where they can find you, how they can follow you, and, of course, the event page, folks, is right on sparkysnacks.ca. You'll see an orange tab that says events. You'll be able to hear where Rita's going to be now, even over the holiday season, and, of course, really super instructions on how to put your order in for your products online. Rita, thanks so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, and a big cuddle to Max for us, and I hope one day when we're out in your neck of the woods, we'll be able to get TJ to do a live testing of Sparky.
That would be awesome. I would love it.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rita. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I can't wait to go to British Columbia with Toby and do a taste tester on probably all the treats. Toby Jr. just loves treats, and I can't wait to have him try the ones that Rita makes. Isn't it interesting to listen to the story behind pet families? For example, with Rita, her dog Sparky inspired her not only to create some treats that her dog could handle, could manage while he was sick, but it's turned into a business. And I hear stories like that all the time, how pets have inspired some quality or some new opportunity. Of course, our Toby inspired me to write books, and I honestly didn't think that I was going to be a writer. But he gave me so much content, from breaking toilet tank lids to destroying houses, to then becoming a therapy dog and changing and impacting lives and leaving paw prints on hearts around the world. And now we have a new Toby in our life, Toby Jr., we call him TJ, and he is just presenting me with new learning opportunities. He came to us a year old with pretty much no training, so we've had a lot of fun working with him on basic commands like sit, stay, come. He's been in our family for 2 months, and I can't believe the progress we're making. We've been actually having a wonderful training opportunity with Gila, who is with Dog Is Good out of California. We're in Canada, and we're attending dog training with Gila. We're doing that virtually. How cool is that, that we can do training through the internet? So we've been sharing videos of what we're working on, and Gila gets on the phone and provides us with guidance and some new ways to deal with some of the training issues that we're dealing with. And pretty soon we're going to be going live, and you'll be able to actually watch those through Google Hangouts. So we will make sure that we get all that information to you, and we want to be able to share what we're learning, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I've learned that really training for your dog is not so much for the dog, it's really for the humans. So you'll see us in our great moments and as we're learning with the dog as well. We actually had our first photo shoot with Toby Jr. Earlier, actually it was last week, and our sponsor photographer is Atlanta Photography, Bonnie Jean McAllister, and she's done an amazing job with the photographs. I can't wait to see them all. She gave us a little sneak preview on Facebook today, and if you want to take a peek at that, you can go on Facebook and either go on my page, which is Charmaine Hammond, or go to the original Team Toby on Facebook, and we'll be starting to share some of those photos. As we talk about photos, I would love to see some of your favorite photos of your dog in summertime. We're going to do some seasonal photo contests, but let's get started by sharing your favorite dog photos or the silliest thing that your dog has ever done. We had a few really good stories on Toby's Facebook page, the original Team Toby. You've got to go on and read those. They're quite hysterical. And I just want to remind everyone, for my Edmonton, Alberta, Canada listeners, Justin Hines, our favorite musician, is coming to Edmonton doing a benefit concert. And the concert will actually benefit two amazing organizations, Chemo Animal Assisted Therapy, which was the program that our Toby was registered through. So he was a therapy dog for about 4.5 years through Chemo. So they'll be one of the recipients of the funds. All the proceeds are going to the two organizations. And the second group is the Society for Safe and Caring Schools and Communities. And they are doing wonderful work in schools and really addressing some important issues that students and young people are dealing with these days. So really looking forward to that event, September 8th. You can get your ticket now on theoriginalteamtoby.com. So as we start to close down our week, we've got some amazing guests coming up next Tuesday, but make sure you follow us on Twitter at TeamToby2 and on Facebook. And please share your stories about your pet. We want to hear them, how your animals have impacted your lives, inspired you to do new things, or maybe you just want to share a funny story about your pet. Wishing you all a wonderful week, and until next week, let's be kind to one another.